Hello, my name is Bill Wallach, and I'd like to welcome you to this celebration of the poet and collagist John Digby. After these opening remarks, many poets, artists, and friends of John's will narrate a selection of his poetry. John Digby was born in London in 1938 and began writing surrealist poetry and making collages in the early 1970s. Later, he married Joan, and they started publishing books with their own press called the New Feral Press, and settled in Oyster Bay, New York, where the couple has lived for 40 years. If you'd like to know more about John Digby after the narrations, there'll be a link to an extensive interview with John in Empty Mirror magazine, which includes links to other videos about his collage making and an extensive bibliography. I'll begin by noting a few characteristics of his poetry. John Digby's unique access to the imagery of his dreams represents perhaps the most startling aspect of his poetry. This enigmatic quality in his language is not something feigned or calculated or contrived. It flows naturally in the perplexing, oneiric intrusions into his otherwise routine conversations as well as into his nocturnal somniloquisms. Encountering such perplexing intrusions of dream imagery into the mundane world can seem, at first, baffling and bewildering, to say the least. This organic freedom of language in Digby is similar to that found in Rimbaud, L'Autremont, Apollinaire, Denot, Suffolk, Aragon, and Breton. Except for William Blake, his precursors are decidedly Gaelic. Beyond the dreamlike quality of his poetical imagery in general, there are certain other qualities characteristic of Digby's distinctive voice. Although his language emerges steeped in anarchist individualism, nevertheless, it is tempered by a most gracious sense of conviviality, as well as the deep appreciation of the interconnectedness of all life, the latter nurtured during his time working as a zookeeper at the London Zoo. Therefore, gratuitous violence is rare in his imagery, and a sense of expectant wonder concerning all living things permeates his poetry. Arresting surrealistic juxtapositions abound. Digby clearly delights in imagery that is constantly transforming, blending, and reshaping objects from one state into another. Perhaps the most life-affirming theme expressed in his poetry concerns love and desire. Digby's amatory poetry contains some of his most astonishing imagery. Another characteristic aspect of Digby's writing can best be described as the power of enchantment. Language, in its purest form as poetry, simply enthralls. As a child during World War II, Digby witnessed and survived the London Blitz. Surprisingly, his poetry is not, like his nightmares, obsessed with war and destruction. Violence, without a doubt, is depicted. Nevertheless, the general impression one gets of Digby as a poet is of someone who finds life precious, resilient, but fleeting. Someone who is dedicated to kindness and compassion. Someone who focuses his creativity and energy on depicting arresting figurative language in which there appears more sunlight than shadows, more roses than ashes, more hummingbirds than scorpions. His words seem to want to embrace each listener while exulting with joy and delight, rather than groveling in the miserableism of wretchedness and despair.